Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Kids Podcast. Do Justice Walsh from that episode. Our boy Jeremy, he's still in Ohio, you know, sucking the wang, you know what I mean? So, I mean, ask that guy. He complained to me about 3 hours today about the fact he didn't sell a dong, all right? So, what's going on with you guys? How you guys been?
I've been pretty good. It's been all right.
All right.
I had a good story today.
You have a good story?
Yeah.
All right, talk away.
So, driving up to go visit my buddy Zeke up in Palm Springs, right? And stop in Menifee and get some freaking, some Dunkin' Donuts, right? We get some Dunkin' Donuts, and I drop my wallet, apparently. Don't remember it.
At the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I don't remember dropping my wallet, but
I this guy... I wouldn't, because then he would have known.
Yeah, exactly. And then about 45 minutes later, I get this call, and this guy is like, hey, man, like, I have your wallet, and I was like...
Who's this guy?
I just... Random guy.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I checked my pockets, checked the car and everything, and I was like, damn, like, I don't have my wallet, right? And he was like, yeah, you know, some guys came up to me, and they were like, yo, that's my wallet. And he's like, and I asked them where they lived, and they said, oh, just a couple doors down. And he's like, nah, this isn't yours. So he held on to it, right? Called AAA. Because I had my AAA card in there to get my phone number and then called me.
Yeah.
And then I got it from him about 4 hours later.
So you got your wallet back?
I did.
All right, that's sick.
Well, and there was, like, I had, like, $8 and ones in there.
Well, that's not as bad
as me. And the $8 was still in
there.
Well,
that's not as bad as me, bro. I was at the beach, right?
Yeah.
I was out there with my sunglasses.
Okay.
Well... Let's just say I didn't come back with my sunglasses.
That sucks.
I had a pair of Ray-Bans. You all boys know I've been on Ray-Bans for
a good long time.
I get hit back. I wear my Ray-Bans everywhere. All right. I'm in the Ray-Bans. I got some whitewash hit me in the back of the head. I'm facing the beach. Whitewash hits the back of my head. Boom.
What, you brought your Ray-Bans into the water?
I go everywhere. I go swimming with my Ray-Bans on. Okay.
Okay.
Hits the back of my head, Ray-Bans go shooting off my face.
Yep.
Mm.
Spent like a half an hour with Cameron looking for my Ray-Bans.
In the water?
Not to be seen. So that Donald Trump, you'll be thank you for my Ray-Bans because I bought a new pair like 30 seconds later on my phone.
Nice.
They'll be here tomorrow. I was like, I need that one day shipping. I will pay the extra $20. I need that shit right now.
Yeah.
It was not funny.
What do you get those for?
$120.
$120.
Yeah, you just get it on sale. They're always on sale, so yeah. You get $120. So I'm looking at this thing. And it says Chaz. Who's Chaz?
Chaz is not a who. Chaz is a place.
What's Chaz?
I'm pretty sure it's in Seattle. Or, I mean, Washington.
Oh, you're talking about the whole
the naked people are running around and shit.
Okay, that is probably the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Explain it to me.
Like, last week, I thought the dumbest thing I've ever seen was defunding the police. Well,
yeah.
Everyone agreed on that. Once we said it, they were like, yeah, that is probably the dumbest thing we've ever seen is defunding the police. If anything, we need to give the police more money, right? For more training and stuff like that. So Chaz is this anti-fascist area of Seattle where they own, like, well, they don't own, but they are occupying like 7 or 8 blocks of Seattle. If you don't know what, I mean, if you're from San Diego where this podcast is taking place, we don't know what a block is because of the fact there is no blocks. Like,
yeah, the only blocks are in downtown.
Downtown, it's Escondido, right?
Yeah.
A block is like a quarter mile by quarter mile by quarter mile quarter by quarter mile.
Yeah.
So if you're in a big city, that's all. If you go to New York, it's just everything's up, like, you say, how long you want to go? Oh, I need to go 4 blocks.
Yeah.
It's 4 quarter miles. That's a mile, right? That's usually what that means. So they're occupying 7 or 8 blocks. That's like 3 miles, you know. And pretty much what's happening is like they're just like taking over the city.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see, but at the same time, you're seeing who they really are right now because they've been doing this for like, what, a week and a half, right? I don't know how to feel about this because like eventually they're going to be like, oh, we need some food. We need some water. We need some, you know, help.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a confusing situation. I don't know what...
It's going to be interesting when they run out of food and water and then they complain to the government about how they're not...
Well, it's a...
American citizens who are getting...
Like, how do you classify it?
In all reality and truth, it's communist occupation in America.
That's yeah, no, exactly. It's literally like a communist occupation. Yes,
they don't have free speech in there. They've set rules.
Yeah, they've set a lot of
rules.
There's
no free speech. There's no freedom of the press. So you can't write pamphlets against people. You can't speak freely about what you think, about whatever's going on.
But you can walk around naked.
Yeah, you can walk around naked, no problem. If you are a white man over the age of 40, you're not allowed in. They won't let you in.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a lot of crazy rules.
They have set up a police force of sorts, like a neighborhood watch type thing that goes around at night and goes through people's stuff and checks things out. So, in all honesty, they're showing us exactly why. Number one, they built their own wall. Which
yeah.
I'm sure all of them are super against building the wall, but they built their own one outside their zone. It's number one. They have snipped people's freedom of speech, which is insane. It's number like they're showcasing exactly why this kind of shit isn't okay.
Yeah.
By doing
yeah.
It. That's kind of insane to me.
It just said it perfectly. Like they've shown us exactly like.
And this is in Seattle, right?
It's in Seattle, and they've shown us exactly like the people. You know, like the kind of people that are like, okay, like I don't believe in. Fascist, like anti-fascism, like the Antifa, which is what that stands for.
Yeah.
Like people always been like, well, I kind of understand what they're saying, but now like you're seeing that they're just a bunch of hypocrites.
Yes,
yeah.
Is exactly what's happened. It, like for the first week, we're like, oh yeah, that's cool, right? And then after that, we're like, realize, no, they're just a bunch of loons that don't understand that like exactly what they're fighting for, they're working against. They're the opposite. Like they're like freedom of speech, right? They want freedom of speech, but guess what they're saying? Well, you can have freedom of speech as long as you don't say anything.
As you don't say anything against what we think.
Exactly, yeah. Which is like, not sure. So they're just a bunch of hypocrites.
You guys remember 1984?
Oh, exactly. It's exactly.
You can say whatever you want as long as you don't say the wrong stuff.
Yeah, and and that's the thing. It's like I saw something like yesterday. It was like. There was a Hispanic man who wanted to go in there and they said no because you were starting like violence, right?
Yeah.
And it's a little hypocritical when you kick out a Hispanic person who's starting violence, but the whole time that's what you were saying, no, we can't kick out people who are Hispanic and causing violence, right?
Yeah. Everybody's accepted. It's an autonomous zone. Yeah. Everybody's
but
accepted,
but
it's
not. It's not. Exactly. It's
so what how many people are there?
Thousands.
Really?
Thousands, yeah. They're just occupying the whole city, pretty much.
Damn.
In this downtown zone. And so a lot of people are coming out and saying how crazy it is. Well, it is crazy because they're walking around with AR-15s.
Yeah.
Yet they're anti-gun. They're anti, you know, evil. I don't know if you say, well, they're just anti-free speech.
Yeah.
There's everything that they've stood for. They realized, they've been, like, realizing that, okay, we need to do these things. Well, guess what? That's called democracy. That's good. Nothing's... So
yeah.
What? They start off with the right idea, but then they realize it's impossible to rule a fair and just system.
Without having people who make these changes.
Yeah.
Without having people that say, all right, this is what's going on. We voted and this is what's going on.
Yeah, so it's totally hypocritical at this point.
Yeah.
So when... Exactly. And, like, even the news media, like, you saw the left wing and the right... Like, the right wing was always against it. Like, you watch Fox News, you're like, yeah, this is crazy. You watch CNN, they're like, oh, this might be a good idea. But now, this is the first time in my life I ever saw Fox News and CNN agree on the same thing. They're like...
These people should probably not be doing
it. Yeah, they're totally hypocrites now. Like,
yeah.
They won't say they're hypocrites, but they're like showing it in the way they're like... They're joking about it. And you know, it's like, okay, if you're joking about it and like...
Like,
you know,
it's not serious. Like,
yeah, they realize... They kind of took a step back and they realized, okay, none of this is in standards with what you've always believed in. So...
And in the United States, if I'm not wrong... We jail communists, right?
I mean,
that's 100% incorrect. We don't
do
it.
What happened with oh gosh, who was it?
It's called freedom of speech.
No, I know. I
so
understand.
You can't. Yeah,
I understand. But the guy back like 40, 50 years ago, who was in who was jailed for communism. Communism thoughts, communism beliefs. That
talking about Spin Doctor?
Maybe.
You're telling this, I have no idea.
A bunch of communist party leaders that were in America and trying to...
Oh, they were party leaders.
Trying to have people in common rally and like violently overthrow their government.
Yeah.
So like if you're doing that,
okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that
makes sense.
But I can say that I want Walsh to be paid, I don't know. Read Animal Farm. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, no.
All these people I see on Twitter, like... capitalism is a terrible thing, and they all want communism, and just read Animal Farm. Just yeah. Go read it. Don't have any holds on it. Just go learn some stuff before you yeah. talk that big shit.
Dissect it for what it yeah. is, yeah. not yeah, exactly. for what it isn't. Exactly.
Try to understand why it's a really bad idea.
So the whole Chaz thing is complete. Like at this point, like I think it's been like two and a half, three weeks they've been doing this, and they like kind of it showed that communism, even in a small local way,
it doesn't
like,
work.
It doesn't work because the fact you'd be like, okay, no guns, no.
Doesn't work unless you kill people.
Exactly. It's yeah. kind of shown. It's like whatever you believed in and the way you want it to be, it just doesn't work because you have those people that just don't fit into the system.
The only way it worked is the way that Stalin did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stalin killed millions.
Exactly. It only works if everyone's the same way. Well, guess what? Not everyone's the same way. Yeah. So you had all these people that are like, well, I'll just say it. You had a lot of people on the left side of the political spectrum that thought that, you know, all these freedom things and all stuff like that. And they and then once you have so many of those, though, it didn't work. It got so radical. Yeah. They were like, wait a second. This doesn't work. And no. So
I'm just a little rattled on how they got thousands of people to believe in this shit.
Well, because I was reading this thing yeah. on Seattle. Seattle has this like this form of government where it's not cop based, but it's like, let's say you got in a fight right on the street.
Okay.
And there's a cop just as the cop.
Okay.
I shoot you. No.
Yeah. So just as the cop, me, you're in a fight. Like, we're whatever.
They let us duke it out, right?
They let us duke us yeah, out. They, exactly. They let us duke so they, out. While if you're in like California and they saw two guys about to fight, right. They stop it right away.
You get tased, you're in handcuffs.
Yeah, and you yeah. both get assault, right? Yeah. In Seattle, it's like, kind of, it's not the Wild Wild West, but it's like a weird Wild Wild West. It's like me and you got in a fight. They'd say, all right, it's like the UFC. You and me get in a fight, and then tell the fact that I'm about to die.
Yeah.
They'll be like, all right, stop. You guys good. He won. Let's go
watch the beef, shake your hand, get out of here.
Exactly. Yeah. They have, like, this, like, weird, I don't know what the technical term is, but it's, like, cops can, not cops, but the people can decide what is right or wrong, like,
okay.
in that sense, which is really weird.
So how's the violence in Seattle because of the...
There's very minimal violence.
They're very minimal.
Really?
Well, because it doesn't get reported.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, if you and me get in a fight... And we beef it out, and the cop is right in front of us. Well, what's reported? Absolutely
yeah, exactly.
nothing.
Exactly.
So it's very confusing. It's a very weird situation. I mean, I don't disagree with that kind of form of, you know, policing. Like, I believe, yeah, if two guys have beef, if they
let them duke it out.
Duke it out. But the thing is, it's like you have psychopaths, like this Chaz thing, where people are going to kill the set.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? Which, once again, goes totally against what they believe the whole time. So
when are they going to bring the National Guard into this?
Probably, I say next week. They're going to probably go in there and just be like, all right, you got 30 seconds to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to happen, right?
Now
like,
the Seattle City Council banned the use of crowd control weapons. So they can't do that.
So what are they going to do, though? Like, I mean...
They're going to let them play it out.
It's
already becoming, like you said on the news, like, in the beginning, they occupied, like, a park.
Yeah.
And it was, like, real protesting, like...
Real, yeah.
We're going to sit here and fight for our rights. It was a sit-in, basically.
Yeah.
And then it got news attention, then everybody from the surrounding area, like, oh, let's go check this shit out. Let's go take pictures. It's like a tourist attraction at this
mm-hmm.
point. And now it's not about the sit-in aspect. It's like, oh, these people are crazy. Let's go look at them. Let's go laugh at them.
Yeah,
and
so,
it's just the trend's going off.
Like, yeah, kind of like we said earlier, they're going to be screwed in, like, a week and a half and... 2 weeks where they're gonna be like sitting there, you like realize, okay, you cannot run a functional society out of absolute anarchy.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna run into so many problems, they're gonna realize, okay, we need we need tax money now to pay for a security force or some shit like that. And they're gonna realize that
well, because
doesn't work.
The buildings they're occupying, right? Some people might live in the whatever
well,
the space.
Well, they're occupying like down like the city hall.
Oh,
like city buildings. They took
and there's
over.
A lady that's opening the doors and letting them in.
Yeah,
like a city hall member that's like, yeah, I'm with it. So she's letting them go.
Yeah, so like they're occupying like remember like for example 9/11 where like. A bunch of buildings that were a part of the World Trade Center burned down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing in Seattle. It's a bunch of the government buildings in Seattle are the ones being occupied. So
yeah.
it comes to a point where
so they want to get paid. They're going to have to, you know, get a tax going to get paid.
Well, they're not trying to get paid. They're just trying to figure out how to run a society. But it's like, you can't run a society based off of what you're trying to do. Yeah. And they're figuring that out real quick that, okay, if I want security, we need a police force. Well, they're anti-police. So they're realizing right now that a lot of things they wanted to come true are not reality.
Yeah.
Which is... it's kind of laughable. Like I said, at first CNN was like, oh yeah, this is good. Then they realized, they saw like all these people like doing all this stuff, and they realized this is not exactly,
so in reality they're just trying to make a utopia, and it's becoming the exact opposite
because they realize it's not possible. At this point in time, like, do I believe by the time me and you guys were all 80, yeah, I believe there will be a utopia. Like,
there'll
be robots and AI doing everything for us.
Yeah.
That will be a utopia. But you can't do a utopia when humans are the people doing the work.
When people have the power of choice, there will be no society that can hold
them. Yeah, I mean, I thought for a second, I was like, dude, like, I was dreaming last night. I was like, I could go up there and say I was the leader.
And people believe you.
And they would believe you. I don't think there's a leader right now. So it's like, they'd be like, oh, in a utopia, there doesn't need to be a leader. But I'm like... but they figured that out pretty quick, that someone's got to make a choice. Like,
man,
that's pretty much the way it went. But it's all right. But I really don't... there's nothing much we can say about that topic. Otherwise, they're going to figure it out pretty damn quick about what's going to go on.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn hope so.
Hope so. Yeah, hope damn so. So off of that, though, we... I guess the MLB... I mean, let's do a raise of hands. Do you think MLB is going to play a season this year?
They're not.
They're not. Yeah, okay, so well,
they're not going to.
So we're all 0-3. Well, they haven't said so, but the players, like the MLB, is just like, no, we're not.
Well, they're going to lose money if they do.
It's
right.
Not really. It's just the MLB being a bunch of dicks, really.
Yeah, it's a combination of the both. It's a combination of both. Like the NBA, they know they're going to lose money by playing the rest of the season, but they've already completed 80% of the season. What it comes down to is it's just... this is a show that I've always said MLB players are overpaid.
Yeah.
I mean, MLB is the most profitable association in United States sports, like sports leagues.
Yes.
But at the same time, when you're the most profitable, that means you pay the players the most. If you pay the players the most, and then now that they're asking for a certain percentage, it's like, it doesn't seem fair.
Well, most of what I've seen is they want to be paid for the games they play.
Which is 100% fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that whole... every time you see the 58 games, 75% prorated, there's no way that's going to go through with the players.
Yeah.
That's like asking an accountant to go, all right, yeah, you're going to go to work 7 days this week, but we're only going to pay you Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's no way that's going to fall.
Yeah, exactly. Like
and I get that they're making millions of dollars, but if it's your job, day in and day out, like, that's your profession.
Yeah.
To go in... yeah, you're playing a game, but you're being paid to play a game at a really high level. It's your job. You're going to be paid to do your job.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, like, if you have a career-ending injury, like, you're fucked.
Yeah,
100%. Right? You lose out on all that money that could get you retirement, kids, college, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe grandkids,
because
college,
we're not, I mean, it comes down to is the players, it's really not the players, but the owners showed their true colors.
Yeah.
And they showed the fact 100%. That they... don't care about the players, and they showed that. So there's gonna be the next time they do a bargaining. I feel like didn't the MLB agree that they're not like, I think they were supposed to have a bargaining agreement this year, but they said okay, because of coronavirus, we'll move it to next year. And so they said we'll just negotiate these contracts. And what came out showing was the owners weren't going to open the books and show a reason as to why it needs to be this kind of salary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they didn't come out because they know the fact that it's BS. They know if. Let's say, what they were saying, they offered three different salaries, but they were all the same.
Yes.
Just numerically, they were different.
Yes.
They all came back saying, you got 33% of your salary.
Mm.
That's pretty much that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Which is complete BS. If you play 10 games compared to 80 games, you get 100%. You should get 100% of that salary, but it's just prorated.
Yeah.
So let's say the MLB season was 100 games, and you got paid $100 million, right? But instead, because of coronavirus season, you only get paid. There's only 10 games. Well, you should get prorated 100%.
You should get your $10 million. Yeah.
So you should get $10 million for the 10 games you played. Yeah, if you were paid $100 million, but you played 100 games, you still get paid the same.
Yeah. And which it's the same ratio.
It's the same ratio. That's all they're asking for. Exactly. And that's all they're asking for. They're not asking for any crazy, but when you come back and you realize, I'm sorry, but you stupid-ass white owner, like, they're just a bunch of stupid-ass white guys at this point that have that act like they're smarter than everyone else, but in the end, the players are just as smart as you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You're not
going to go read Trevor Bauer's
Twitter. Yep, that's exactly the fact.
You want to know what's happening, read Trevor Bauer's Twitter.
Well, he just calls him out.
Read it out.
Oh, really?
He just calls him out. He'll just say, like, we're not stupid. Like, we have agents. This is 2020.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This isn't 1994 when baseball almost died, okay? Oh. Like, we know exactly how much we're worth. So if you
exactly how much
they're worth.
To the fucking cent. I guarantee it.
And so, like, that's why you see baseball contracts will be $1,248,078.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they get exactly what they're worth. 100%. They don't. If you don't give them exactly what they're worth, they're going to walk away because it makes no sense for them. And so this the whole BS with the whole thing. I feel horrible for the players to an extent because they are all millionaires, but you know what I mean? But, I mean, how would you feel? Let's say all three of them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If I was Manny Machado and I'm supposed to make $30 million this year, right, and they want to give me $20 million instead, no, let's say...
Not 20. You're getting, like, five.
No, I know, but, like, let's say, like, if they did play a full season on top of this, right, and I'm supposed to make $30 million, but they said $20 million instead.
Yeah.
I'd be like, the fuck? Like...
No.
Like, are you going to add that to the end of my contract?
Exactly.
Am I just losing out?
Exactly. And, like, the NFL and the NBA were talking about this recently. They were saying, well, what if we did something where this year didn't count towards your contract year? This is more of, like, all the players negotiate with the GM separately and decide, hey, let's not count this towards our contract that we usually we had previously.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, let's say, okay, I'm Manny Machado. Okay, I know you're supposed to make $30 million this year. How about we just do 10 this? I'll give you 10 this year on the 70 games you play.
Yeah.
And I won't count this towards your 5 years you signed for 300.
Yeah.
They'll do something like that, which makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
So I have no argument with
that's
that.
Why.
Well, as a team too, like let's like with Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or something, it's adding a year to their contract, right? And you're kind of saving money. This year,
everyone wins.
Yeah, you're saving money in the short term.
Imagine if you're Mike Trout, you signed a 12-year, $460 million deal. I think what it was,
something like that.
Yeah, give me 10, and just don't count this towards me because you make more money, or sorry, you save more money. I make more money.
Exactly.
Everybody wins. But it just came down to you had a lot of stickler owners that were not trying to. I don't know what to say, just like weren't down to.
Yeah.
Yet again, it shows why the NBA is the greatest sports organization.
Yeah, because.
They have a new CBA every 3 years, new collective bargaining agreement every 3 years.
Uh huh.
And they go in, Chris Paul, who is old as shit but super smart, is the head of the players' union. He goes and talks to the committee.
It's not some random business fool who's the end.
It's Chris Paul. They drink whiskey, they talk about it. All right, see you next year.
Yeah, and they're just like, it's not a bunch of like businessmen who are the head of the Players Association.
It's the players.
It's the players. And I'm like, I mean, we all know the MLB players I'm not trying to be like racist or anything, but the MLB players are very smart people.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think that the same thing of the NBA because you used to watch like Malice in the Palace and be like,
Ron Artest can't be.
Yeah. You're like, you know, these guys can't be the head of anything. And then you saw, but now you see like 10, I think, I believe 6 or 7 years ago, the head of the NBA Players Association was Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James.
Kevin Garnett, yep.
These guys are not dumb. No, they're not dumb. They know exactly what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
And that's why the NBA has proved once again. If I always tell people, if I were to be the head of an organization today, it wouldn't be the UFC.
Nope.
It wouldn't be the MLB. It wouldn't be the NFL. It'd be the NBA.
Fastest growing organization.
Because I guarantee you, if the NBA was the MLB right now, they'd have a deal done already. Because
NBA already has a deal going.
Yeah, exactly. They figured
they're
out.
They're playing Disney World.
They were just trying to
figure
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they were just trying to figure out. The players were all down. They're just like trying to figure
where
out
we gonna play?
Where and when.
Exactly.
It was no question of salary because they're like, well, you get paid for the games you played. Like, yeah. Because once again, like, they figured it out, you know? So, the MLB's got some problems. Like I said, they're not playing this year. Like, once it come to this point, and even the commissioner came out today and said, on ESPN.
Rob Manfred?
He's an idiot. He's not an idiot. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's an idiot. Like, idiot asshole. Like, he has no idea what he's doing in that sense. And it showed, because he's like, I don't think we're going to have a season. Like,
if you 4 days ago, you said 100% we're going to have a season. So
yeah. No, what you should have done is you told the owners, if you want to make money this year, you offer them what they're worth. Because here's the thing. The UFC is making a bunch of money right now because they're the only sports on television.
Mm-hmm.
If baseball, if you figured it out, you could be the UFC. Like, you could make your. I mean, imagine if they played baseball today.
Oh, dude.
The ratings would be off the charts, and I'm sure.
A lot of people don't like watching baseball.
That's how you
get. A lot of people would watch baseball.
Exactly, because it'd be like, you put the best teams on TV. Imagine you put them all in Arizona. You had them playing in the AZ Diamondbacks. You play Arizona, California, Texas. There's not a team in New Mexico, but imagine if you had them all across that area. You just had it on TV. No fans. People would still get excited. You don't need that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, imagine watching the Cubs win the World Series. Did I go crazy because the fans were going crazy? No, I went crazy because it was dope. Yeah, not because there was fans there. Like, at first, we were all like, well, there won't be fans there, so I don't know how it'll affect the environment. But then you realize the fans, I can add sounds to a game and make it sound
right. You remember back when there was the Baltimore riots?
And the Orioles played.
And the Orioles and the White Sox played with no fans.
Yeah.
That was
dope.
It was so dope. The announcers were announcing it like golf, and you know, they were just getting after it.
Yeah, they got it totally messed up. Like, they need to figure it out for the best of all of them. Like I said, the MLB's not happening. Obviously that's not necessarily true, but if I were to pay some money, I would say the over-under is definitely on the MLB's not playing, you know, which is too bad, but it's reality of the situation. Now, I know we didn't write this down on our categories of things to talk about, but I saw them talking about how they said if the NBA should, let's say the Lakers win, which they probably will.
When the Lakers win.
Well, yeah, when the Lakers win, because we're California kids.
Yeah, okay.
Should there be an asterisk by...
No.
No.
No, and like, there was a few people that said yes, but then there was a lot of them said no, and I was like...
Well, because everybody's not been playing for the same amount of time. There's
already been two lockout shortened seasons in the NBA, which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we remember baseball once. What was it? 2011, they played 62 games or something, right?
2004, they played 42 games, I think.
Yeah, so. I think you're right. And
there's been many lockouts.
My thing was, it's like they're going to play more games this season than the lockout, because
they finished
80% of their regular season already,
which is what,
60-something games.
55, 60 games.
Yeah. And they're going to play 8 more on top of that. Yeah. I'm like, the only reason you put an asterisk is because of the fact they took a vacation for 3 months, and now they're coming back. If anything, they're going to be more fresh. Do you really not think that these players were not shooting threes every single day for...
Yeah, exactly. Half these guys got home courts, half these guys...
Half? All of them got... But even if they don't, they have somewhere to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which is, it was radical. I saw, it was one of the guys on First Take, and I was like, who said, there should be an asterisk. I was like,
why?
It might be biased, but they've played more games than a lot of lockout seasons they're at. You don't see any asterisks around the 2011 Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Like, they played 62 games, but guess what? They still won the ship, and nobody gave them a chance to lose it, right? Yeah.
And so what are they thinking? 8 games at Disney World?
They're going to do 8 games. Everyone gets – they're going to finish, I think, around Robbins. What they're going to do is they're going to do 8 games at Orlando. And then they're going to seed it. And I think they're doing a 13 teams from the Western Conference and 9 teams from the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
Are going to make, for 22 teams, are going to make the playoffs.
That's kind of a lot of teams, man.
Well, it is a lot, but I've always said, too, the NBA has always had a lot, and I think they should have cut back. But I always say other sporting, like MLB,
they got NFL, eight teams. That's less than
20% of your league.
Yeah,
like that's not fair. Like if your teams, like I've seen teams that, like for example, in the NFL, you'll have a team that gets What do you call it in the NCAA? The team that just, like, it comes out of nowhere.
Like the underdog?
Not the, but there's a special team for, there's a special name.
I know what you're saying.
What is it? It's like the Magic, whatever. They're like the Magic team. Like they come out of nowhere. Yeah. In the NCAA, the tournament they do, that happens all the time. There's the team that comes out of nowhere, right? That's like ranked like 300th.
Yeah. Like it was SF Austin, Chicago, or Loyola Chicago. Yeah. Those guys, yeah.
That can't happen in the MLB and the NFL.
No.
But that's why the NFL, thank God, the NFL finally said, okay, there's going to be 14 teams in our playoffs. Because, yeah, first of all, it's more fair for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it attracts more viewers. Yeah. I don't know if anyone told you that, but it's better to have more teams and more viewers. Because, I mean, let's say you're an
8. It also gives more incentive to the players.
Exactly, 100%. Because what if you're saying, if there's, you're 8-8, but like you're just heating up?
Yeah, exactly. Like, who did that?
The Giants did it twice. Yeah. The Giants won 2 Super Bowls twice at like 9-7.
Yeah.
And won at 10-6.
Well, that goes too for like the Titans.
Yeah, oh yeah, they ran the playoffs.
Like, yeah,
they,
exactly.
Who'd they lose to?
They lost to... They're NFC, right?
They lost the Eagles, I think.
No, they...
beat the Vikings.
They beat the Patriots. Right?
Well, yeah, they beat the Patriots, and that was the biggest upset of the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
they beat the Patriots, then they beat the...
Oh, they did win 2 games, but I think they beat the Vikings.
Yes, the Vikings, and then they lost to the 49ers,
exactly. But that's the same thing. It's like, you give the underdog a chance, everyone benefits. Mm-hmm. Like...
And in the NFL, is it 10 teams or 8 teams?
You had the bye teams. There was 2 bye teams.
2 wild cards.
2 teams waiting for a chance. That's 6 teams.
No.
10, so you had 12 teams. There was 12 teams.
12 teams.
2 wild cards, 2 teams waiting to play, and then you had 2 people that had a bye.
Well, I'll just look up the bracket.
But yeah. But anyways, it shows that by letting teams play, everyone benefits. No one, and if I always say, except for the NFL, where there's more physical contact, there is no physical like deception if you're in the NBA and you have to play 2 more games, right? In the NFL, I understand it a little bit more.
But no, the NFL is only 8 teams.
For both divisions? Because you have the bye?
Well, because... division winners sometimes go into a wild card game.
Oh, that's true.
Because then the other 2 division winners get a bye.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the 2 other teams that make the playoffs for each division are in the wild card game against the 2 division winners.
Yeah. But like I said, yeah, the NBA has too many teams in the playoffs, the NFL has too few, and the MLB has way too few because the NFL... everyone knows, like MLB. I've heard MLB play, or sorry, NFL players say it, and NBA players say it. The hardest sport to win a championship is the MLB.
Absolutely,
baseball is the hardest sport to win a championship because of the fact there's so few teams that get in it. The season is so long, and at the end of the day, you can get hot at the right time and win it all.
Just the playoff format is what's wrong.
It's what's wrong with it.
The NBA has the best playoff format.
So here's the thing too with baseball, right? There's 162 games.
Yes.
Every play counts, though.
100%.
Every play counts. You make an error and lose one game, that makes you lose one game.
At the end of the season.
At the end of the season, you miss the wild card spot by one game.
It'll bite your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll bite you in the ass. Yeah. And we say it all the time. At the end of the year, there's always the I totally blanked. What are the different divisions in baseball? There's the National and the American. You see the National League South, which is
the West.
The Cardinals, the Cubs,
Central.
That's
the Central, yeah.
With the Cubs, the Pirates. Brewers, 2 of those always make the wild card.
Always. Oh yeah,
because
and then there's the division winner. So 3 of those teams go into the playoffs.
Always, and which screws the rest of the league.
Yeah.
Just like it's completely bogus because, like I said, we're a little biased because we're Padres fan, but we've seen in the past where I mean I'll never forget the 2009-2010 Padres when we lost to the Giants, game 163.
Yep.
I don't know if y'all remember that. Justin, I'm sure, was watching it.
Absolutely.
I was most definitely watching it. I believe we lost by a run.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, we could have beat half the teams in the playoffs. Yeah. So that's where it comes down to. It's like, it's BS because of the fact you have only 8 teams make the playoffs. There's 30 teams in your league. Math ain't right there. You know what I mean? You should be 12 or 14.
So I'm saying NBA is the best format. It's not division-based. It's best 8 records you're in.
You reckon? Exactly. And that's what they're doing right now.
For each division.
Each division. Best 8 records you're in.
Like, yeah. And some teams complained at first about how the NBA, when they come back, they're saying 13 teams from the West, 9 teams from the East. And they said, the NBA said, you stink. You're not playing.
Yeah.
And they said, and they were like, okay, all right. There was no argument. Michael Jordan wasn't like, well, you're right. they were damn right. Yeah, okay, there was no argument there. And so I have no disagreement with what the NBA... Like I said, the NBA has 22 teams in the playoffs. Obviously, this is a weird situation. But what does NBA have normally? 16, I believe.
8 from each division.
So 16.
16, yeah.
I think 16 is too many. I think there should be...
14.
14, something like that. But I also believe they played too many games in the playoffs. I think, because remember a few years ago,
it's 4-7 game series.
But it used to be, the first series was best 3 out of 5. Mm-hmm. They got rid of that because the NBA made so much money now, because the NBA has become the most popular sport in America.
Yeah.
Which they got rid of. But I'm saying, like, I don't want to watch the Warriors play the Kings for 7 games. I don't want to watch the Warriors win 4. No. Play 3 and get it on.
Yeah.
The players would agree. The fans would agree. Everyone.
But the money in the pocket.
The money.
But what about like the finals?
Power to the dog.
Do you think 7 is okay for
the finals? The finals should be 14 games long.
I
think it should go as long as possible.
Yeah. The finals, as long as it's long, I don't care, dude. The semifinals, definitely 7. The quarterfinals, that's a toss up, 5, right?
Maybe, the conference finals are usually the best series in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of times, I mean, especially with the NBAs now, you see the Western Conference is so much better.
Yeah,
like we said, 13 teams are coming from the West for a reason. Because the East stinks.
This year, it's not Lakers versus whoever's in the East. It's who's going to win, Lakers or Clippers.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows they're going to meet in the conference finals, and whoever wins that series is going to win the championship.
Yeah, and it's going to be Lakers, Clippers, whenever they meet up. They're going to play the Bucks and beat the brakes off the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the finals right there. That conference finals, that's the finals.
That's the finals. And, like, that's how it was. Remember when the Warriors played the Rockets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the finals.
That was the finals. Like, we all watched that and saw Chris Paul get hurt and be like,
Oh, there they go.
Oh, no. And what's the name of the guy who's the coach of the Rockets? Mike D'Antoni. We were like, oh, you're going to choke another one, huh? Nice. You did choke another one. Sick. So, that's whatever. But... I'm sorry, we had to get that sports shit off our hands, but...
I could talk about sports all day.
All day. But,
okay, let's go home.
I was going to talk about the Jeffrey Epstein documentary. I took a chance to review that, and I watched all 4 that one night. And you guys watched it?
You
didn't watch that yet? It made me believe that the deep state is a real thing.
Okay. Explain the deep state for...
So, the deep state is the idea that the government is not... our society is not run by the government. It's run by people that control the government.
Yeah.
Which made me 100% believe that.
Oh, I...
No doubt. 100%. I mean, I know you've already... But made me watch it, and I was like, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, he wasn't the head of it, because my belief is the banks are the people that can... Or the very wealthy are the banks that control the people who have the super wealth are the deep state.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Epstein was someone who infiltrated that from nowhere, and he wasn't the deep... He was involved with it, but he was like an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a backboard, right? Yeah. He had people that he could blackmail. Like, for example, Bill Clinton, who's an absolute pedophile, unrenowned. Like, I think...
Him, Hillary, both of them.
Both of them. And I think actually most people, if you were to do a poll today and say after like the election or everything, do you feel like these two people are, you know, psychopaths? Most people would say yes.
Yeah.
Like, Hillary and Bill are on the spectrum of... They should be in jail for the rest of their life because they're sick in the head.
Yeah.
And we saw that in that documentary where Bill Clinton said he'd only been there once. Well, it was documented he had been there 26 times.
Yeah.
And then you had the people that took care of the island. They said, yeah, good one. He was there a shit ton.
Yeah,
and guess what? He wasn't just sipping margaritas and singing Kumbaya. No. He was sipping margaritas and playing Kumbaya with the 18-year-olds that were there. Sorry, not 18-year-olds.
Like
15, 14, 13, 12-year-olds. That ain't okay.
So do you think that you know about how a bunch of kids from like the ICE are going missing all of a sudden? Do you think that plays into it?
No. I think
I don't think those kids are going missing.
Yeah, I don't think there's good at missing. No, it was a disgusting documentary to watch.
Really?
Because I've never, you know, like on your feed, you always see like the ABC News, the CNN, Fox News, there are these documentaries on Jeffrey Epstein that have come out. This one really showed how disgusting of a figure he is, because you need more than 1 hour to see the truth of what was going on, right? You have these girls that come out and they're from a deprived childhood or a deprived situation where they were dealing with a lot of stuff. And they were brought in by very well-educated women. He didn't have men bringing these girls in to solicitate with. He had, like, his top person was a graduate of Oxford. And the people below her...
Oh, yeah, her name was Tracy.
Whatever.
Tracy something or other.
But, like, and the girls behind her were all very pretty, educated, well-rounded people. They were all, like... Stanford graduates type stuff. Yeah. Like, they were not stupid. Which kind of shows, like, if I'm trying to run a child... What would you say? What's it called?
Or, like, a pedophilia ring?
A pedophilia ring. If I'm trying to run one...
Sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking ring. I don't know many people... I feel like if you're running a sex trafficking ring, you would just have normal people. Like, not people that are, like, super smart doing it. Mm. No, he had the brightest of the bright doing this. Yep.
I would, not saying that it would be me or anything, because that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But.
Way to throw that in.
I would have, like, people who are expendable, you know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly, you have expendable. Well, the people he had were not expendable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. You see all the people that he was involved with. This man became gay to get his money.
Yeah.
Which I did not know. He literally, you know, the guy who owns Victoria's Secret, I think he's dead now. His name's, like, Lex. He's, like... His name's like Lex Luthor, like from the guy from Superman, like just some sick bastard.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who owned like Vogue and Victoria's Secret, super billionaire. He became gay to hook up with this guy that was like 80 years old to give him some play. And then was like, all right, guess what? I just got with you. I'm not actually gay, but guess what? If you don't give me $2 billion, I'm going to go out and tell the world that you're gay.
Yeah.
In a time where being gay was not accepted yet.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's ultimately, because no one could ever figure out why he got so much money. Well, that's how. He got with someone that was very wealthy.
And then outed him.
And then outed him. Exactly. He was like, guess what? I have blackmail on you. And that's what the whole thing is about, is how Jeffrey Epstein had blackmail on everybody. If either it was money, reputation, or something he had done in the past. Mm-hmm. And he was untouchable. He really was untouchable. Like, after watching that whole thing, regardless of what you think, I still think he's alive.
Really?
Don't think he was killed. After all the conspiracies that I saw, there's three options.
They had him killed.
They had him killed. He's not really... He escaped on his own.
Okay.
Or he actually is dead. Like, his actual body was just... He killed himself.
Yeah.
So he either killed himself, someone killed him, or he's alive. Those are the three options. Option one, he killed himself, 100% false.
Oh, yeah.
After watching after watching that, all
before,
the evidence.
Like, I haven't even watched it yet, and there's no way
that's possible. After you watch, you're like, oh, hell no, guy didn't kill himself. So, because 2 days before he went to jail, he signed his whole, his will to his brother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
All $555 million, I believe what it was, in his estate. To his brother, just to fuck over the girls that wanted money from him.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do that, which is disgusting of a person. Secondly, so you have the option that he's alive. He could be alive because of the fact of option three, that someone had him killed. As in, it was planned that he was going to escape by saying he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to, he had so much blackmail on so many people that someone had him killed.
Yeah.
Which is would be the deep state in the sense, or he planned on faking his death. Which you come down. I'm sorry, it comes down to 50-50 in that chance.
Possible.
The fact that he killed himself, unrealistic.
No, yeah.
So it comes down to me. It's 50-50 as to he either faked his death or someone killed him.
Hillary.
Exactly, and that's what it comes down to. There's going to be people like Hillary or Bill Clinton that said, all right, we make a bunch of money, let's just take this guy out.
I saw some things on Twitter that were saying, like, Donald Trump was the one behind it and stuff, but that's all of Donald Trump's, like, his pedophilia stuff, those are all public documents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are not private documents. You could go read them anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you find the right thing, like, you could read them.
Yeah.
But it's people like Hillary Clinton who her documents aren't public.
And that's why one of the reasons she didn't get elected. Yeah. Because
exactly.
So it comes down to is you had people. All these people had a different image, mm-hmm. and now this image is coming true.
Well, do you know what Pizzagate is?
Yeah, we watched the whole documentary on that. Yeah. And that is eye opening, you know, because it shows how stupid the world works in America, where it doesn't matter who you vote in office, because at the end of the day, people that vote in office, I guarantee you, AOC, who's going to be in office for most congressmen, they're going to be in office for 30 years. But then after her second term, she's going to realize whatever she says does not matter, because guess what? Someone's going to approach her and say, guess what, lady? You say this again, there'll be a bolt between your eyes that you won't even see coming.
Yeah.
And
they're going to find you upside down a river somewhere.
Yeah. And she's
a boating accident.
And she's going to learn real fast that all of her crazy ideas don't float the boat. No. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. But I actually have to ask you guys a real question. This is tough because I've been thinking about this a little bit. Come 2020 November, who are we going to vote for? Because we were all before all this, we were all Trump, and I think most of the country was Trump, because he hadn't messed up in almost a year after the whole impeachment thing. People were like, "Yeah, that was a screw up for the lefties," but now we had coronavirus. See, I'll just lay it out. We had coronavirus and we had all these protests, right? Coronavirus. I think he could have survived coronavirus because personally, I don't feel like he could have done anything better than what he did because of the fact he did not know anything. Mm-hmm. If you don't know anything, you can't do anything. So if you're going to criticize someone that didn't know anything, well, you didn't know anything, so how can you criticize?
Yeah, exactly.
That was my thing. Like, we had a buddy in a group chat of ours said, I asked him, I said, well, what could you have done differently? Well, he didn't give us an answer.
No.
You know, I love the guy to death, but he didn't give me an answer. Yeah. He just said, well, I could think he could have prevented 100,000 people from dying. Like,
I don't think so.
I was like, well, I'm pretty sure if you ask my friends, I was like, I don't know what I could have done differently. He shut down the borders, and
I think the only thing he could have done differently was act faster. But what's that going to do if the coronavirus is already in the
United States? Exactly. So I think he would have survived coronavirus. Now, with this whole Black Lives Matter thing and the protests and police brutality, this is a different story. I don't know if he's going to survive this. And I think, honestly, when it comes to me, I would have voted for him after coronavirus.
Yeah,
I think I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't know. And I guess it comes down to is like, we've talked about this on podcasts. We got Sleepy Joe. And I'll call him Sleepy Joe because that's what Trump calls him. And guess what? He's not lying. He is Sleepy Joe. But guess what? I don't know who's worse at this point.
See, the problem is voting for Trump now, this next election, you get labeled, right? You get labeled like a racist. Like, you get labeled like a pedophile and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I'm not. But I'm like, I'm a Republican who lives in a Democratic state.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I probably won't vote for Trump, right, anymore. Probably won't vote for Biden either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up, yeah.
The notion of the people is that your elected official, your highest form of government, it's been this way for forever, that's who represents you as a culture. That's mm-hmm. who represents you
yeah.
internationally as a culture. And the reason that you're labeled as a pedophile and a racist if you vote for Trump is because those have been exposed as ideals that he may or might not agree with, but personally, I think if someone might be a racist and might be a pedophile, that's enough for me to be like, yeah, he's a racist and pedophile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't like Joe Biden. I am a registered Republican. But I don't like Donald Trump at all. I think he's a shit person. I think he's a decent. He was a decent president.
Before, like 2 months ago.
I think.
Before 2 months
ago. He wasn't a bad president.
I think, I say, going into the year three, he would have won by a landslide.
Yeah, absolutely.
For re-election. Absolutely. I think you'd have had a lot of people from the Hillary and Bernie gang that realized, this guy has not destroyed the democracy in our government. Yeah. He's a lot more conservative than we thought. Mm-hmm. And he has actually benefited our lives a lot more.
He was a decent president. He wasn't great, wasn't
but he was
good.
But he was much better than what we thought he could be.
Say,
I will give him that. He was much better than what he was.
He was better than Barack Obama, no question.
Well, that didn't take a lot to be better than Barack.
Yeah. He's the worst person. I like
Barack. Oh, well,
yeah,
Barack can be my neighbor, but Trump's handling my taxes. Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's how I've always said. Barack can be my neighbor, but Trump's not handling my bank account. You know
personally,
what I mean?
I think the best thing Donald Trump could do for this country, if he really is trying to make America great again, is to give up and step down from the presidency. And have
that actually is a really good point.
Bring another viable candidate.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing you can
do. I think if you actually...
If he truly wants to make America great, that's what he does.
Now, I vote...
Yeah, but if you're Donald Trump, are you doing that?
No, because he's a fucking asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he won't. Hell no, he won't. But my thing is, I was like, thinking about this the other night. I was like, well, there's Biden and there's Trump. Just the way I judge people. I judge people not on what they say. I judge people off their actions.
Yes.
You can say whatever the hell you want to me. I don't care. But if you act in that way, that's one thing. But if you say something, it's another thing.
Yes.
Now, Trump, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, Joe is Joe. We all know what Joe's about. There's no secret about what Joe's going to do or how he's going to do it. He's going to get whatever the guy, whoever's closest in his ear, tells him what to do, he's going to do.
Absolutely.
Trump may tweet stuff and he may do stuff, but he doesn't. What he does is a different section of what he
100%.
Says.
Yeah.
And that's why I said to people, if you're more concerned with what he says on Twitter based on what he actually does, I think we're going to have a problem.
100%.
In all types of society. And that's why like he signed that thing where it was like, obviously it won't go anywhere, but it was like the executive order to like restrict Twitter or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I didn't really get what... I obviously had no leverage, so people like Reddit were like, well, how the hell do you do that? And nobody can figure that out. But at this point in time, if I were to sit here and be like, who do I vote for? I'd probably have to vote for Trump because once the fact, that's just the way I look at everybody. I say, what have you done on an action? Mm-hmm. Like, what has your actions done? Because actions speak louder than words. And what have you said over Twitter? Well, I may disagree with you what you say on Twitter, but have you reciprocated that in law, you know, in the way that the world works? And I'm like, I haven't seen that at all, which I don't really have a problem. I feel like I could defend that to anyone, unless you guys disagree, unless I'm wrong.
Not that I'm going to vote for Bernie or anything, but he hasn't dropped out of the race yet, has he?
No, he did.
Bernie.
Oh, he did?
No, Biden already won the thing.
Oh.
Bernie's a no. I mean, Biden's a no, yeah.
Yeah.
If Joe Biden gets a decent, semi... intelligent vice president, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no
problem. Oh, 100%.
It's not going to last 4 years
now. He might last 4 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that guy, like I said, I'm assuming what's going to happen is the Republicans are going to win back. Well, we always win. The Republicans always win the House.
The House.
Or sorry, this. The House is, well, we always win the House, but we lost it this time. But 90% of the time, Republicans win the House. And it's a toss up in the Senate. I think what's going to happen again is, the House is going to win for Republicans, and the Senate will possibly win for Republicans, but we might lose the presidency for Republicans. But I think what's going to happen is you're going to have Joe Biden come in and say a lot of stupid stuff, and he's going to be impeached because of the fact he's going to be ruled incompetent, which people forget. You can be voted out as president for being ruled incompetent.
Yeah.
Like, if you mentally are not capable of doing the job, you can get kicked out.
Yeah. I mean, FDR's wife was president for... basically a year when he was
incompetent.
Yeah,
he wasn't possible.
The only reason FDR didn't get voted out is because he was probably the best president we've ever had.
Yeah, and he didn't have social media.
No,
you know what I mean?
He didn't have a brain. He was a veteran.
You can't leak stuff out to the media like you can today. Like, I guarantee what's going to happen is, so he's going to win the presidency. But before he wins it, he's going to pick a vice president. This vice president will be picked by the DNC.
Yes.
That will say, this is what we want.
Yes.
Right? Now, what's going to come down to is they're going to either pick someone who is crazy left or they're going to pick someone towards the middle.
It's going to be that...
Stacey Abrams?
Yep.
Now, I don't have a, my parents disagree with her.
I have no
problem. I have no problem with her. At all. I have no problem with her. She seems very...
Really smart.
She's and she's from the South, too, isn't Absolutely. She? Absolutely. She's from what, like Virginia or something like that? Around that area, like North Carolina,
something like that.
West Virginia, somewhere around.
She's an intelligent lady, though.
She's a very intelligent lady. Now, that's not a bad lady I would have for president. Mm-hmm. I agree with her, and I don't think she disagrees on most topics that people agree with. Like, I feel like America right now has in their head what they want to happen, and they'll just give it time. Okay. You know, I think we've given up on the whole illegal immigrant thing. The whole building a wall. I think it's shown that
there's still no wall.
Exactly.
I've not gotten a letter that says.
Yeah. The wall thing is. I think the wall thing is passed. Yes. Tax cuts have obviously shown to be very beneficial to everyone. Yeah. I think that she will not go into. I think even Democrats will go in there and be like, "All right, we should not vote against this because obviously the economy." Has shown right now we're in a recession. Yeah. And the Dow Jones keeps on going up.
I mean, what Amazon has done since Trump was elected.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
So
and
I
that's
think,
not just because Jeff Bezos is a smart guy.
Yeah,
it's because Amazon was able to spend their money. They wanted to spend their money. And now the world's benefiting.
So I think you're gonna see a lot of. I think what you're gonna see in the next 20 years, I would say, is you'd see a lot of guys like libertarians. You'd see a lot of Joe Rogans of the world. I think
smart
with the whole.
Guns, do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Like we saw last week with. Where we said, like, we had a lot of, like, liberal friends asking us about guns and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We had a buddy that moved to Wyoming, and he was very liberal at the time because of his upbringing. But then when he moved to Wyoming, he realized... He
bought an
AR-15. He came with that home. Well, guess what? It's not because he likes guns. It's because he realized there's this thing called self-defense.
Yeah.
There's this thing called, I want to protect my family. And so you're going to see a lot of people that I think are going to be libertarian and realize, all I want in life is to be able to protect myself, the government protect me, and be able to take care of my bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see. And so I think Stacey Abrams will be able to do that very well.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the thing, too. A lot of Americans, they don't really care about a lot of politics and stuff. They want their space. They want their protection. And then they want their money.
It all goes together.
It's
land. What's the saying? It's
the pursuit of happiness, whatever it is. Yeah, but like...
It's your land, your right to protect yourself and your dough.
Yeah, like it comes down. I think that's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of people that are very. I think this whole, like we said, the Chaz thing is going to wear out. People are going to look at it differently and be like, okay, this is an idiotic ideology.
Mm-hmm,
and they're going to be like, okay, what if we just worry about ourselves for once?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see, like, you know, actually, I've been watching a lot of is. You guys remember Duck Dynasty?
I do.
Of course.
So I've been watching their podcast a lot. It's called Unashamed with Phil Robertson. And it's with Phil, who's kind of like your typical grandpa, who's like a little bit racist.
Yeah.
He's a little bit eccentric and saying like not choosing his words correctly.
Yeah.
Then you have the brothers. You have Alan, who's the preacher.
Sure.
So he's very, you know, polite.
Yeah.
And then you have Jace Robertson, who was the kind of like the typical redneck, but he's also between, he's the middle ground between Phil and the preacher, Alan.
Yeah.
And they talk, and you can tell by both of them that they are very accepted on the fact that they don't have issues like this because they live the life that a lot of people wish to live.
Mm-hmm.
They just, the only thing they have disagree with is people, like, people disagree with them because they love God and because they like guns.
Yeah.
Well, I think right now you're seeing people, well, they're liking the guns a lot more right now.
Yeah.
God, that's a different stance, but God makes you happy. So regardless of what you have, like, it gives you something to believe in.
They don't cause no problems.
It has a problem? Exactly. They cause no problems, right? And that's what their podcast shows a lot about. And I like listening to them. I watched like 4 episodes the last 5 days. And you see them a lot talk about, like, they had, remember Willie Robinson, the guy who was like the CEO of the company?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger guy. He said they had a drive-by shooting at his house. Someone came by his house and like shot up his house and his son's house. He just had a newborn baby, right? And they were pissed off, right? Mm-hmm. But they like were talking about what happened during that whole experience. They said, well, one, thank God I had a gun.
Yeah.
Number two, thank God I have the Lord, because they were showing that regardless of what happens, if you take me out, I got God to believe in. And if I have God, I always win. So if you kill me,
basically, yeah.
I have God, I always win. Yeah. It was just very, I'm going to start listening to that podcast more and more because it puts a lot of good points forward, you know, because people criticize the Robertsons because nobody likes Christians from the South. A lot of people hate Christians from the South because of the fact they say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And second of all, because they like guns. Well, they don't cause any problems. You just disagree.
It's called their own little duck world.
Yeah, their own little duck world. They like shooting bucks and ducks.
No problem with that.
Which I have no problem with, you know? So, to each their own. But you guys have anything else to say? Because it's been an interesting week. I think it's a lot of analyzation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some reflection.
You guys have any beefs of the week, though, before we cut this off?
Nah. I didn't have any beefs
this week. I didn't see any beef.
But, like, I did have my story at the beginning, and that was like, an anti-beef of the week.
Oh, I forgot. My stand-up comedy spin. Yeah, all right, I'll be guys real quick.
Give me your stand-up. All right. Audience of two here.
So.
Plus that one guy in Texas.
So, you guys know, like, when you're back. So, you guys know when you're back in school, back in, let's say, elementary school.
Sure.
And you'd have these, fire drill. You'd have, what's up?
Is this audience interaction stand-up?
Yes.
Or just you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, you remember you guys would have, you'd have drills, right? You have a fire drill, earthquake drill, because we live in California.
Yeah.
You would have, and then obviously, because of newer revelations, you would have,
school
shooter drills, right? So, what would they do when they would have a fire drill, earthquake drill, a school shooter drill? What would you do? What would their teacher tell you to do? Well, I'll answer it for you. They would tell you to get on your damn desk.
Under the desk, yeah.
Now,
all the time.
Now,
and I never fit because I was always really tall.
Yeah, I was always just fat
for
shit.
For a lot of people,
it's
right?
Tough.
Now, my father, every time I'd go home and say, hey, Dad, he'd be like, what did you do today? I'm like, around the dinner table about 6:30. I'd say, well, we had a fire drill today. He said, oh, very nice. He's like, guess what? He would tell me, don't listen to a damn word your teacher says.
No chance.
And I said, well, what do you mean? Because I was like I went to a private school, right? So you're very indoctrinated into... Teacher says, teacher goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whoever's your boss is your, you listen to. It's pretty,
you do as the right
a patriarchal system, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like people in the South, right? Whoever their father is, they say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know? There's no argument. You know, you could say the dumbest thing ever, but guess what? You're damn listening to him because he's your parent,
absolutely.
Right? So that's the kind of system I grew up in. And so my dad would tell me, he said, Andrew, listen up. If there's an earthquake patrol, you think four quarter-inch bolts are going to hold your desk up if the whole building falls on you, you're an idiot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I'd be like, Dad, what are you talking about? That's not what my teacher told me. He said, he would take me outside. He'd give me three licks. After those three licks, he said, now they're going to explain to you. What you're going to do is, if your teacher says, school shooter, earthquake, fire drill, you're going outside that damn, don't listen if they tell you, get underneath the bridge or whatever behind the, don't go underneath the door. Get outside of the building, okay? Because you gotta be an idiot. Like, once I think about it now, like, you guys remember, you had the desk with the four bolts.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the nut.
Oh, sometimes it wasn't
and
even
it was,
that.
And they would shake. And they'd be uneven because one bolt would be one bolt too low on the hole. And your desk would shake. And you would hope to God that one
Dude,
day.
Sometimes, you know, you get the really fat kids in school and they sit on any of that shit breaks.
Yeah.
It's like
you're
doing a building.
Exactly. Down. And he pretty much told me, he said, if there's a school shooter, what you're going to do is you're going to get your youngest brother and your oldest brother and you run home. You know what I mean? You don't listen to a damn thing your teacher says, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're damn right.
Yeah, you stay away from where he is.
Yeah.
You listen to where shots are coming
run
from.
Run some zigzags and get out of there.
Yeah. You get
well,
the hell out
of there. Harder to hit a moving target than it is to hit 30 sardines in a goddamn sardine can.
Exactly. And he said, you go get your youngest brother first. Why? Because he's the youngest and he hasn't lived life as much.
You're stupid.
Then you get your second oldest brother. And you get him second, and you run your ass home,
right?
No matter what. Guess what? If the teacher's looking for you, have a nice day, lady, because guess what? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, one day we had an earthquake drill. Guess what I did?
You got the hell out of there.
I got the hell out of there. Guess what happened the next day? Parent-teacher conference.
Todd gets in there, and he's like, listen, Miss fucking lady know-it-all dummy teacher.
And that's pretty much what happened from there on out. And that was the last conversation. From there on, from the fourth grade up, there was a form signed by every single one of my teachers saying the Walsh clan can do whatever they want in these type of situations.
Yes.
And that was my story.
That's
Enjoy yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you have a good rest of your week. These are the kids. Peace. Dig it.